replace the tires. The recall is expected to begin March 25th. I'm Shelley Adler.
AT&T is spinning off its DirecTV into a new company for a fraction of the $48.5 billion it paid for the satellite TV service in 2015. DirecTV has lost millions of customers on AT&T's watch and is valued in the deal at just $16.25 billion, including debt. This is townhall.com.
Well, a wet weekend forecast for us today. We'll see some sprinkles for the first half of the day. I think the rain comes to an end this afternoon. Cloudy, high today, warmer at 61 degrees, low tonight 44. More rain coming in tomorrow. Midday features some 1-inch rains, high 50. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM studios are sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions in Annapolis and Towson, 410-266-1120, or visit SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Tickles me when I hear your name.
That tickles you?
It tickles me. Yeah, I think it's really nice that you're here.
I'm always awake.
Well, I kind of feel that way myself. Morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis with
me,
Robin, and we are here to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. As always, whatever else you want to talk about, wildlife, firearms, you name it. We'll talk about it. Yep, you are the co-host today. You get to pick the topic when you call in, and we'll be more than glad to chat about whatever you want to chat about. I think that's fair, don't you, Robin?
Yes, I did. We got to turn me up.
You gonna turn you up? Okay, we'll turn you up here.
Every morning when you come on here, we're adjusting.
How's that? Because you got to talk.
I don't know if that's me. That's usually how I hear you all.
Can you hear me?
No, that's fine. I don't care about hearing you. I think
well, thank
one.
You.
Try the top one.
Try the top one.
How about now, Chris? Is that any better?
Very, very low.
Try the one below. Oh, Alan, turn that down. That's screaming.
How about
my
that
ear.
One, buddy?
No, I'm screaming in my ear.
Robin.
Nope.
No.
Turn that up.
There we go.
Right. See that one?
Okay. But turn the other one down that you just
turned
up.
All right. Okay.
No, you don't. I mean, this is really loud. Thank you very much.
Okay, there we go. How's that, Chris?
Fine, thank you.
All right. For some reason, we have to do this every week. I don't
know
why.
And nobody touches it. We don't touch the drawer.
We don't touch the equipment. This thing is really wild. This is a piece of equipment about the size of a... What do you want to turn down? This again? Me?
I can only take you so loud.
How about that?
No, it's on my side.
How about that?
It's on my side.
How about that?
No. On my side.
How about that?
Yes, much better.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyhow, it's about the size of one of those old black and white notebooks.
Yeah. Yeah. A cigar box.
Yeah. A cigar box is perfect.
Yeah. And it's got the headphones, two connections for the headphones in each side, and three dials on each side for each headphone. It's got an on and off switch. It's got a select button. It's got some other stuff we don't mess with.
It has an emoji that comes on that says it was sick over the weekend every time.
Yeah. We have to run it through this. I guess because our internet here is so spotty and our Wi-Fi is so spotty, it goes through these cycles, but eventually we get it on the air. So this is just, behind the scenes stuff. People don't need to
really hear this. I think it's boring, but that's
I think it's interesting though how we get. I mean, we broadcast from Easton, Maryland. You know, I mean,
sitting on our couch watching a fireplace.
Yeah.
Can you turn TV down?
Yes, I just noticed I had it up. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. So, anyway, how was your week, Chris?
Uneventful. I mean, it's just the usual. Eat, sleep, work, repeat. Nothing major.
I got it. Well, I went to see a lot of our sponsors this week, and not a lot happened in there. I got to see some of them I didn't, but, you know, they just were on the road working and doing field jobs and things like that. So, but no hunting or fishing this week yet, but the weather's just, I'm not going out there in the cold rain. You know what I mean? I don't need to do it that bad, but.
Yeah, and today's the last day of squirrel season.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Our buddy Bob, I talked to him the other day. He caught his hawk caught a rabbit the other day, which was kind of cool. He was telling him, caught a rabbit this morning. So, that's fun.
But he said, when we talked to him the other day, that one rabbit got away from the hawk again, the lucky rabbit.
Really? Again?
Remember?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah, we welcome a new sponsor today. Yeah, someplace you're familiar with, Chris, and you and I have gone there together, and that's Bel Air Gun Range.
Wow, it's been a while since we've
been
there.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Yeah, it obviously has gone through a name change because when we were there, it was something completely different. But I know where it is.
Horst and McCann, but Mike Horst is the owner. So
yeah, it's a very nice facility.
Yeah, and it is extremely nice. And it's expanded, and they've increased their retail store to include a lot of stuff, you know, home protection stuff and the tactical stuff. They've expanded the range a little bit. You can do more on the range, so it's pretty cool. We'll talk about them a little later here. So, and we've got a sponsor coming next week that I am really, really excited about. Got to meet with brother and sister who own Legacy Waters Environmental Services. And these are people that clean out ponds and water and sediment ponds and golf course ponds and things like that, you know, marinas. And they have a machine that they use to hydraulically dredge the sediment off the bottom of the pond. And if you go on their website, it's pretty cool. They tell you what happens to a pond over the years. You know, the edges grow up, leaf debris and dead stuff gets in the pond and, you know, sinks to the bottom, increases sediment, there's runoff, there's all kinds of things like that, and as the organic matter gets in there, it spawns invasive plants. Well, they go in there and clean all that out, and it's very, very cool process. Depending on what you want done, they can collect all that material. They collect that in big porous bags, and they continually pump sediment and water into these bags, and you know it collects the sediment and lets the water, you know, run through, and you don't have to deal with you know, interfere with the fish or anything like that. It just it's really, really interesting. And if they have a Facebook page too, it's called Legacy Waters on Facebook if you want to see some action videos about what they do. So leaves the pond in far better shape for years and years to come. So I'm excited about talking about them. So anyway, our phone number here to talk to us, excuse me, is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That's 410-922-6680. You're listening to WCBM. You can listen on WCBM.com or any of the radio apps. On your phone or on your computer at home, or on, well, Robin, what do you have? You have Alexa. You have the Alexa set up every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll come. Yeah, they do it on Tuned In Radio on Alexa.
Yeah, I got it. Tuned In Radio. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So there we are. We're awaiting your call. We know people are just waking up, and we get it. We understand it. So our team has started to measure a bunch of deer. They've been on our Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page. And speaking of Facebook, Robin and I have decided to increase our online presence with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. So we're going to start posting more and more on the show about what's coming up and who our guests are and things like that. And I don't know if you all know this, but because we don't promote this enough, but you can listen to any show anytime on ellisoutdoors.com podcast. You can go to the station and listen to the podcast of the show there, WCBM.com, but they only keep them up for a few weeks. We archive them on the Outdoorsman site on ellisoutdoors.com. So I got an email the other day. Hey, you guys did a show about, I'm tired of trying to explain how, you know, the goose seasons are established scientifically. You did a show with some people a while back. How do I find it? And I directed them to the month, and they went back on the podcast menu and found the show they were looking for from, I think, 2019. So it's kind of nice to do that. So I don't listen to podcasts myself. When we go through it first time, it's about all I need. But I have friends that listen to podcasts all the time, so and others. So if you're one of those that doesn't listen to the show but listens to the, how am I going to get those people to call in? They don't listen to the show, they listen to the podcast. How about if you like the show, you're listening now, but you'd like to listen to the podcast when you've missed the show, give us a call. That work?
That's fine.
Okay. So.
Sorry, I was watching this and I lost control. I mean, I picked.
Yeah, I see. I can see why you would do that. You're odd.
I'm one strange bird. What can I say?
You are that. So we have a measuring event coming up on the 13th of March, and that'll be at Winks Sporting Goods. That's down in Princess Anne. For those of you listening on the Lower Shore or anywhere, if you want to drive to Princess Anne, we have a couple of our measures. We'll be there for bucks, bears, stags. We'll get your deer measured up and put it in the Maryland record book. Of course, we'll practice, COVID protocols and keep everybody safe as best we can.
Were you doing appointments down there?
Well, yeah, we could do appointments, sure. Just contact the number on the Facebook page or the website and leave a message that you'd like to have your deer measured. We had a fellow this week that's coming, killed a really, really nice deer in Worcester County. With a crossbow. We've got another bunch of fellows down there that are customers of Wink Sporting Goods that will be there. We know that's coming. There's some really nice deer down in that Wicomico, Worcester, Somerset County area, you know.
We've got a former Maryland person on the phone waiting to talk to you.
Former Maryland? What is that former Maryland person's name?
Hey, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Fine. Sorry, I had to wait till he was done to interrupt him to tell him you were there.
Oh, no, I'm listening. It's interesting. And by the way, I like the podcast is great.
Good.
I listen to it sometimes if I were asleep, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it's a really nice service that you provide.
I appreciate that. We've been doing it a long time. And I think at one point I went back and deleted, I don't know, 2003 and below, or you know, and further back, but
yeah,
but they're all there. I mean, you know, it's kind of a nice archive to go back and say if somebody, I said something wrong or I said something to somebody, and if somebody wants to give us a date, they can go back and listen exactly what was said. You know,
Go ahead. Before the podcast, I used to record them.
Really?
Yeah, and my sister-in-law asked me if I could record the shows, and she'd give them to John for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
So I must have had, I don't know, 10 or 15 tapes.
Wow.
And, yeah, and the question was, how do you deliver them without tipping them off? It seemed important at the time.
I guess.
Yes, yeah, so return address, I just wrote Fulfillment Center.
Fulfillment, that's funny. Mark, that's funny. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so. And he was really delighted. He used to listen to those tapes while I was reloading and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, we've had, I mean, it's been quite a transition in my life. I mean, you know, your positions on things are altered over 32 years. You have, you know, different outlooks on life when things in your life change and when, you know, when you have more information. And I don't think I'm as excitable as I used to be, you know. I hope not. But, you know, I just don't jerk my chain and don't get me excited. And I still have that aspect of my personality. So,
well, don't we all?
Yeah,
don't
of course. So, oh, I wish this, we need some better weather. We need a 3 days, 4 days of sunshine in a row. Mm. I'm looking at the forecast. Rain. That's through Friday. 2 days.
It gets depressing. On the other hand, what did we have, like 6-7 straight days of rain, and we're gaining what 2-2.5 minutes a day.
Yeah, we are gaining.
And it made a difference, because when the sun finally got here, that was the day that I could get up without turning on the light and see where I was going.
Well, there you go. Sure.
And because you figured it had been 18 or 20 minute difference in time.
Yeah.
Since the sun had arisen and made a difference.
Sure. No question.
So the time will come.
Yep. Yes.
But I have a call with a specific question.
Oh, okay.
My friend, who is also named Robin, and
cool.
I were out, I guess it was Wednesday night and last night, between 7:15 and 8 o'clock, walking her dogs. And we hear this shriek, and it goes on and on and on. And I think what we're listening to is a fox.
Possibly.
It's a high-pitched shriek lasting 3 to 4 seconds.
Okay.
But it repeats over and over and over.
Or it could be a screech owl.
Okay.
Either one.
Okay. Never thought of that.
Yep. The first time I ever heard one, it scared the bejeebers out of me. You know, we were, Buddy and I were, we were out spotting deer. And, you know, this was in Pennsylvania. Everything was perfectly legal. And we said, hey, we're going to walk down the cornfield here and, you know, take care of business. And we were on our way down the cornfield, and this screech owl lit up. And we just decided that was time to go. We had no idea what it was. But, yeah, it could be a screech owl. Could be a fox. Fox would more so be barking than that.
Okay.
Yeah. They bark in a series of 3 or 4 barks. But the screech owl, that they can maintain for a couple seconds. So, yeah.
Okay, then that would be more it, because this is not a short bark.
And, yeah. I mean, you can always go online and listen to the call of the screech owl, see what it sounds like, and compare to what you've heard.
Yeah. The thing that came to mind was either an animal defending its territory.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and I don't think you'd find that around here, is some poor animal caught in a leg hold trap or something.
No, well, if
it's
a fox,
gruesome.
Again, now you just brought something else up. It could be a rabbit in the clutches of a fox.
Really?
Yes, they make a tremendous racket. And that's, you know, predator calls imitate the call of a wounded rabbit in the clutches of some type of predatory animal.
Mm.
So that's another possibility.
Well, this went on and on and on.
Yeah, that sounds like more so what it might be. So, you have a couple things to Google and listen to.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
You'd be interested once you do that. I'd be interested to find out what you actually heard. Well, yeah, rabbits can. We had foxes around the house in Baltimore County, and every now and then they grab a rabbit and wake us out of a dead sleep. You know, if a rabbit goes off in your yard in the clutches of a fox, it is not pleasant. So, especially for the rabbit, but fox is happy with it.
Well, Robin had good advice. She just said, "Let's go the other way."
Yeah, let's go the other way.
I like that advice.
Yeah, that would be my Robin's advice too.
Yeah.
So.
See ya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a nice night.
We'll go the other way.
Have a nice night. Whatever.
Some of the places over here. If I had heard that, Teresa and I used to go at night, and we would go to these places that were supposedly quote haunted. We'd just sit there, turn the motor off, open the windows, and listen. If I had heard that, that would have been the.
That would have been it. So. I got you.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, you have a wonderful day. We will talk soon.
You too.
Thank you. I'd love to know what you're hearing.
Yeah, I'll see if I can figure it out from that. It's good advice. Listen to it.
You're going to have to walk towards it, not away, though.
No, he's not.
How are you feeling? You had that fall 2 weeks ago.
Much better. Much better.
Good.
Yep. So, yeah, I would say I'm 95% at this point.
Good.
So I'm happy.
Yeah.
Fully functional. So.
Every day is precious.
Every day is precious. You know that. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Both of you do the same.
Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye.
You know, I was hoping to get out and take a ride and look around today. It is supposed to be pouring all day long.
That's great. That's great. Let's talk to Bob in Reisterstown. Morning, Bob. How are you?
Well, you can talk to Tom in Reisterstown.
Well, we would be glad to. Did Tom call in?
That's me, brother.
I know. I have your name as Bob.
Huh.
So that's okay.
Chris isn't awake yet.
No, I'm awake. I'm just having a hard time hearing, that's all.
I'll
take it personal, Tom.
It might be his headset, though.
It might be because he can't hear me, and then I'm echoing in his ear, which is scary to happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You only got to hear me once. You don't want to hear me over and over and over
again.
That's
true. So how you been, buddy? Everything good?
Yeah, man. Officially retired in the middle of moving hell. All I've been doing is boxing stuff up for the last month.
Yeah, but it'll be worth it when you're done.
If I never see a roll of tape again, it'll be too soon.
I hear you. I hear you.
All good.
Yeah.
All good.
Where are you retiring to?
PA.
Going to PA. What part?
Clearfield.
Yeah, we talked about that. I remember now. Sometimes my memory's not that good.
I knew that.
I know. Clearfield, Pennsylvania.
They have any good yarn shops up there for your wife?
I'm sure she's scoping it out. She's been too busy right now boxing up stuff, too. I can't imagine how we got all this stuff we got, but we do.
Yeah,
I'm responsible for the rain because the festivities start today. Got a guy coming supposed to get my bikes and my car.
Yep.
It's going to be raining, so...
course.
We're out of there Wednesday.
I think this is the year of clean out, storage sheds, and all that stuff. So
yeah, our stuff seems to be like rabbits. It just kind of
multiplies,
and you don't know it comes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
you mean like your yarn?
Stuff got me. My wife said, there's a thing up a blue bin up in the attic, belongs to our daughter. She says, get that down. She's coming. She said, it's full of stuff I crocheted. I grab it, I fly across the attic, figure, you know, how much can crochet stuff weigh? I pulled over the top of that opening, it knocked me right off the ladder.
Oh, yeah, great.
Well, there was three crochet things in there, then it was full of photo albums and books and all kinds of other stuff.
I see.
Mention.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens. So.
Been a lot of fun.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I know about bins of crochet stuff. I know a little bit about that, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a ton of that to move. Anyway, I just wanted to call and say hi one more time from Reisterstown.
Well,
when's the big day?
Well, today, like I said, we're moving the bikes and the car, and then Wednesday, everything else goes.
All right. Well, I hope you'll call from Clearfield. You're going to be in some pretty country up there, buddy.
Yep, definitely will. I'll be in touch.
All right, you do that.
What part of Pennsylvania is Clearfield?
Right in the smack dab middle.
Yep, yep, pretty much.
It's called Center County, like Centerville.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, it is right smack dab in the middle.
Is it in the mountains? Is it in
mountains?
The
mountains, yep, sure is.
Yep.
A lot of laurel, a lot of ridges, a lot of mountain ridges.
A lot of bear. Cool.
A lot of bear, a lot of deer, a lot of turkeys. I can't remember. Last time I was in Clearfield, believe it or not, I was on a grouse and woodcock hunt. So there's that kind of bird, too. So a lot of game birds.
Yeah. Well, we're sitting right up on top of a mountain with 6 acres of pine trees around us.
Well, watch out for Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah. I'll watch out for him, too. I'm ready to go.
All right, good. I'm glad you're ready. Thanks for the
call. You guys take care.
All right, you have a safe move, okay?
I'll talk to you on the other side.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Sounds great.
Bye.
Thank you, thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, it's time for Clyde Sports Shop. Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale starts this coming Friday, March 5th, through Sunday, March 14th. So you can get ready this weekend in the rain if you want. Sit down and strip the old line off your reels. And get ready. On Friday, take those reels in, those spools in, and get some brand new fresh line filled in on those spools for half price. Starting at just 1 cent a yard, it's monofilament line, your choice. You know, whatever it is, if it's 6 cents a yard, you get it for three. If it's 4 cents, you get it for two. Makes sense. Starts at 1 cent per yard. Doesn't include the Power Pro braided line, however. It's just a monofilament, but, you know, any size, pound test, and you can save money on fishing line at Clyde Sports Shop in their 10-day Let's Go Fishing sale. Shakespeare rods, including the Ugly Stick and Fluger rods and reels, are on sale. The Penn spinning reels featuring the Battle 2 series is also on sale, as well as the Fluger spinning reels featuring the President series. They've got some great kids combo kits. They've got the trolling tackle, not just for rockfish, you know, the parachutes and the bucktails and the umbrella rigs, but they have the Clark spoons and the Sea Striker planers and things like that for later on in the season if you want to go for the Spanish mackerel. Please check out the selection of St. Croix rods, a great rod, and for anything you need for fishing for any season, including live bait, frozen bait, minnows, terminal tackle, fishing license, rod repairs, all available at Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit 9. The website is clydesports.com, and the phone number is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. They're open 7 days a week at Clyde's Sports Shop. Okay, you put it off long enough. Now spring has sprung. Days are going to get nice and longer, and you spend a lot of time indoors with the pandemic lockdowns, but now it's time. It's time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends, for crab feasts and family reunions and get-togethers, and, you know, just enjoy your backyard at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville is your go-to place for making backyards fun. It's a giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Ken Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds. That would be in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. And you can browse the great-looking garden decorations, fire rings, and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is also home to Hearth America, the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. It's Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. Your backyard is gonna look great. We'll be right back.
Kind of a great weekend to close down February here. It is warmer today. I think most of the rain's come to an end by lunchtime. Our high this afternoon, 61, low tonight, 44. And then some 1-inch rains tomorrow with east winds, high 50 degrees on Sunday, heaviest rain midday. low Sunday night down to 47 degrees, and more showers for Monday to kick off March with a high of 54 degrees. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Some callers, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I have not talked to my sources as far as perch fishing goes, but with
falling
all this,
down on the job.
Well, with all this water coming in, I mean, it's the streams are going to be high. It's going to be tough fishing, but, you know, that doesn't mean the fish aren't going to be out there, because I learned a long time ago that is not the weather, it is not the temperature, and it's not the amount of water. It has to do with the photo period, of how much daylight there is. And as Mark mentioned earlier, every day is increasing in daylight up to 2.5 minutes a day. So as those days grow longer, those fish are more induced to spawn. And it might be a little early, but it might not. So, you know, if you have an opportunity on a dry day to get out there and do a little perch fishing, well, see what you can do. and let us know. Report back. If anybody's been out there this past week, let me know. If you've been doing some fishing. I know people are snakehead fishing, doing well. I know people are pickerel fishing, doing well. But I haven't heard a real update on the perch. It's usually a March thing. Now, I do know that I'm seeing a lot of guys out there that are picking up deer antler sheds. They're finding a lot of deadheads, which means that the animal has died with its antlers intact, and they're finding dead deer carcasses out there, and some of them are pretty nice bucks. Some of them have died from EHD. Others perhaps have been shot or hit with an automobile, but primarily the two things that are seem to be taking out the bucks, at least on the upper shore, are EHD and brain abscess disease. So one of our team members is a shed collector, and he posted some stuff online the other day that, you know, he and his son have found some nice heads. They found over 30 dead bucks this year, you know, and they don't bring all of them out. I mean, they really don't. They bring out some of the better ones, you know. He said a lot of it's EHD, a lot of it is brain abscess disease. So very interesting what's taking out the animals. If you've been watching one nice buck from one year and he doesn't show up the next, it's very possible that he succumbed to one of those two things. Those big bucks, I tell people, those big bucks don't get big by being stupid. They're pretty smart animals. They're very reclusive. But if you find one that's gone, you know, you find the remains of one, it's very possible that one of two diseases has got them. So, and of course, there's always that reality when, you know, that there's people out in the woods, you could shoot one and lose it, which is not the goal, but it happens from time to time. So we have one on the farm that I hunt that is limping. We're not sure how it suffered that injury, but, you know, it's very possible that someone on a neighboring farm took a shot and injured it. But one online a week or so ago that was taken in Anne Arundel County has had a massive foot injury. Don't know what happened to it, but they're a very tough animal. They can survive a foot injury. They can survive a leg injury. I've seen several deer doing really well on three legs, you know. So, and I've actually taken one buck I have an antler mount in Queen Anne's County, came limping through the woods on one of those late firearms days, and I thought that somebody had wounded it. I decided, well, it's not a great buck, but it's hurt, so I'm going to take it. Turned out it was a young deer that had old looking antlers, old gnarly antlers, but it was getting around on three legs. So, and I thought somebody had wounded it. So. But, hey, it was a good shot. It was a nice deer. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. if you'd like to talk about fishing, crabbing, the outdoors, hunting, firearms, we'd be more than glad to talk to you about it. Wouldn't we, Robin?
Yep.
Robin is more into the food aspect and all that type of thing, the cooking and the eating and all that. So I told her the other day I got to get some venison out. Oh, there we have Jay on the line. There's Jay. Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Alan. This is Jack. I talked to you a week ago about.
I remember. Yep.
Okay, but
the fellow with the goshawk.
We talked about it, but that goes back a long, long time ago. When you were living down here in Baltimore County.
Yeah.
And that was when I first time I ever talked to you. The point was this. The screech, I agree with you, it's probably a screech owl.
Got it.
And the reason why it is, it'll put the fear of God in you.
Boy, you're not kidding. It is a scary sound.
It really is. Now, in addition to that, there's something else. You know, an animal that, where I used to live in the Upper Peninsula, you know, being a youper, the animal is a cow moose. It'll stand over 6 feet at the withers. I don't know what they weigh, you know, but
right.
They're an awfully big animal. But as big as they are, they're very silent. You don't even know they're there until all of a sudden it's right up against you.
Wow.
And you don't want to get into any kind of entanglement with anything like that.
No, thank you.
Especially because she's probably, if you do hear a sound, it's because she's dragging, I don't know what they call a young one, a calf or something like that.
I think they're called calves, yes.
Yeah, she's dragging a calf behind her and teaching her.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they're monsters. I mean, when I lived in the U.P., the moose were occupying Isle Royal. Now, the other thing you could hear, and by the way, if you hear something like a bark or anything like that, that is a fox.
Right.
But a fox will lay down a scent. And you should always or almost always be able to smell it because if it's doing nothing else, it's marking its territory.
Yep.
Unless there's coyotes present. And coyotes aren't going to mess with moose that I ever knew of. The wolves will, and they could be up there also. Now, I don't know what we got down here. We've got more coyotes down here. Then we got wolves.
I don't think there's a single wolf in Maryland, but there are plenty of coyotes.
That's right.
Coyotes, they, red fox, and gray fox.
Yeah, and fox does bark.
Yes.
And boy, when you walk through an area, you can really tell the smell
yes.
of a fox. It gives it away without a problem. But a screech owl does not give away anything except a reason for you to fear, say, what in the heck is going on? But it'll be up there in a tree, and what it's doing, it's scaring up other wildlife, and then it's going to hit on it.
Right.
You know, it's like what I also talked with you about was a goshawk.
Yes, I remember you said the goshawk.
You know, that was a surprise. I thought that the thing is that I thought it was somebody who shot something. You know, I didn't hear a sound, but it would have been up in a tree, and all of a sudden, next thing I know, this thing was down in the tree next to where I was.
Wow.
And going between branch and branch and flying. That's what really surprised me. My one experience that I've ever had in my life was with a goshawk like that, and they are a great animal.
There's no question.
Yeah, go ahead.
No question, a goshawk. Well, they're rare, number one, and they're large. They're a large predatory bird.
Yeah.
And at one point, I believe DNR was asking anybody that happened to see one because they were trying to figure out how many there were in Maryland. Now, I saw one in my life, and it was flying over either Route 40 or Route 70 I think it was between Frederick and Washington County, out that way somewhere. And,
wow.
You know, it was just a short glimpse of one. But they're truly exciting animals, no question. I like the predatory birds. I like to watch the eagles, the hawks.
I agree. And the osprey.
Yep. I saw a hawk dive on a mouse in a highway, median strip the other day. It came off of a, I don't know where it came from, whether it was in a tree or on sitting on a wire, but I watched it come across the highway at a, you know, with the wings tucked in and bang, hit that whatever it was after, a mouse or vole or something in the median strip, and it was pretty cool. And I also saw an eagle the other day. I think it was up near Sandy Point State Park, a mature bald eagle taking a stick about 4 feet long off to build a nest.
Oh,
so, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Their nests are monster nests.
Huge.
Way up in the trees and stuff like that. It'll sit there. It's probably 10, 12 feet across.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, great size animals and fun to watch. They are fun to watch, but you want to give them a wide berth.
Yes. Now, look, I was down in the marsh, not this past season, but the year before. It was late in the season on a sycadir hunt, and I saw this bird, and it looked familiar, but it did not.
and it was a harrier hawk, a northern harrier.
Oh, yeah.
But it was the white face. It was absolutely spectacular-looking animal.
Oh, yeah. They are,
the white face was just amazing-looking.
You get very fortunate in life if you can see certain things.
That's right.
I had an experience with one moose, and my brother behind me spotted it. I couldn't see it because the rushes are tall.
Right.
And the moose, you know, is in there, and that is a silent animal.
No question.
Anybody thinks any otherwise doesn't know it, because all of a sudden I was within arm's length of a cow moose up on Isle Royale.
Wow.
And
that's close.
Yeah, that's close enough. You never want to be farther nearer than that is, because of anything that spooks them, and they will do what they have to do to protect their young'uns.
Sure.
And they're teaching their young'un. They're teaching the young'un how to be silent.
That's right.
Anyway, I thank you for what you did. I'm still looking. I'm still researching the epizooty and...
EHD.
Yeah.
Epizootic hemorrhagic disease. Yep.
And there's... I've found another one. You know, there's the no-see-ums.
Yes, that's right.
There's over 5,000, I think, species of no-see-ums.
Wow.
And I didn't know anything about any of that. The only thing that I ever heard, and I've seen them but I haven't seen them here. But I did see them, a lot of them in Michigan, lower Michigan, around Livingston County,
mm-hmm.
and Howell, and so on. And I don't know about the culture. And what you were saying about finding dead deer, oh, I found a lot of deer that are dead in the woods.
Sure.
Over the years. I don't do it anymore because I'm challenged to myself. I'm in a chair and can't do anything like I used to hunt. But I was always out, and I've heard screech in Illinois, northern
yep.
Illinois, Lake County. And, you know, like I said, it puts the fear of God right.
That it does. Yep.
There's nothing else that I know that can do that. And I've never heard a fox make that kind of a sound. But, boy, you walk into the area where a fox has been, and you'll know it.
That's right.
Because they do lay down a scent. There is no
yes, sir.
Question whatsoever.
Nope.
To me, I know what that scent is. I've gone, we had Bible study and stuff like that outdoors.
Sure.
And I'd walk through there, and I'd say, hey, we got a fox in here.
Yeah.
And it's a smell that you'll never forget.
That's right. Well, Jack, look, we have to let you go, okay?
Okay. Well, anyway, Alan, thank you for your help. I want to talk to you again about it another time.
We'll do that.
And, again, because the epizooty and... Enzooty, that's another one.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know about that one either, but I'm looking. And
well, all right. Well, you keep looking, bud.
All right. I'll
thank you, sir.
And hi to Miss Robin.
You have a great day, Jack.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alan, the reason I showed you those pictures, I could post them so people could see what a goshawk looked like if they didn't know.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
So they'll be on Facebook in just a few minutes.
All right. Well, I got to tell the folks about our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Robin and I had this back room, and there was a fireplace in it, and I don't think you ever lit it, did you? As long as you lived here?
Yeah, we did when we first moved in, and then after that, it was too much of a pain in the tush.
Yeah. Well, you got to cut the wood, you got to haul the wood, you got to buy the wood, or get your own and bring it in and let it dry and then put it in the fireplace and make sure it's lit, make sure the flue's open and all that stuff. Well, this thing back here was just a hole in the wall. What I did was I just pulled feet out of the room. We fixed that. We visited Harlem Park at Bill, and Harlem America at Backyard Bill is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Hearth America at Backyard Village to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after some disappointing some regional dealers on Delmarva. Now, Hearth America did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling weight from our gas fireplace insert. We actually have an air conditioner in the room that's never been on because the fireplace supplies the heat for us, and it's remote control. It's really nice. You turn the temperature up or down depending on what temperature you want it to come on, and it's beautiful. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Viro and Regency brands. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom, Route 50, exit 44. Cold weather's always gone, but you can be ready for next year now, that's for sure. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Visit the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. That's Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. What else do we have, Chris? I'm not looking at my spot schedule. Okay. Why don't we do that? We'll be right back after this.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big B.A., keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what
United States of America.
Well, how about that? There, we're going out with Hank Jr. How about that?
All right,
everybody. Do what?
That's good with me.
Good with you. You have something you want to tell the folks?
Everybody, get out, stay safe, stay dry today, and keep an eye out for our Facebook page. We're going to be posting a lot of stuff we talk about on the air. Have a great day.